One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
This is the latest in our series, The Life of a Song, and I'm David Cheel. This week, I Believe in Father Christmas.
They said there'll be snow at Christmas. They said there'll be peace on earth.
It's warm, catchy as hell, and one of the most enduringly popular Christmas songs. However, its roots lie in prog rock, that thoroughly unpoppy genre. I Believe in Father Christmas was written by Greg Lake, who died this week, aged 69, and Pete Sinfield. Lake was a bassist and singer with the hyper-technical trio Emerson, Lake and Palmer, while he and Sinfield had previously been members of prog pioneers King Crimson. It was Sinfield who wrote King Crimson's 1969 single 21st Century Schizoid Man, with its apocalyptic couplets such as Cat's Foot, Iron Claw, Neurosurgeons Scream for More. The keyboardist with Emerson, Lake and Palmer, Keith Emerson, had encouraged each member of the band to come up with solo material. So in 1975, Lake teamed up with lyricist Sinfield to create something out of a Christmassy chord sequence he had written. The result was thoughtful but melodic too. A humanist, anti-consumerist Christmas song that also manages to warm the cockles. Lake and Sinfield summoned the sparkle of Christmas by adding a snippet of twinkling sleigh ride music by the Russian composer Sergei Prokofiev. Sinfield has said that this helped to create a picture postcard Christmas with morbid edges. The lyrics to the song are mostly Sinfield's, and the first two verses juxtapose his own early memories of Christmas with his subsequent loss of innocence. The first verse speaks of eyes full of tinsel and fire, while the second declares, I saw him and threw his disguise. At this point, Sinfield was concerned that the song would be too bleak, so he resolved matters with a more uplifting final verse, in which he says, I wish you a hopeful Christmas. Meanwhile, Emerson suggested inserting the Prokofiev snippet. His love of classical music had led Emerson, Lake and Palmer into crossover adventures. This is evident in their Moog-driven arrangements of pieces such as Russian composer Mussorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition. This section of the story is worthy of a life of a song of its own. In the 1930s, Prokofiev was living in Paris and pining for his homeland. He was a former proponent of dissonance, but prior to his eventual return to Moscow in 1936, he had steadily turned to composing more melodic material, the style favoured by his Soviet paymasters. In 1933, Prokofiev was commissioned to write the music for the satirical film Lieutenant Kijay, and the resulting score was well received. These were early days for film composers, and the jaunty troika section that was eventually used by Greg Lake in I Believe in Father Christmas became one of the first pieces of film music to become an orchestral suite. In the film Lieutenant Kijay, the troika sequence is not a magical three-horse sleigh journey through glistening snowscapes. Rather, it's a drunken nighttime trip in which one of the characters is so addled by drink he tumbles off the sleigh. The melody is initially sung. Prokofiev's tune comes from an old hussar drinking song, which runs dissolutely, to quote, "Like a roadside inn is a woman's heart, where travellers stop and stay, checking in or checking out, all the night and all the day." I Believe in Father Christmas was a hit worldwide, and was only kept off the UK number one spot by Queen's gargantuan smash, Bohemian Rhapsody. It has subsequently become a perennial on radio playlists and supermarket soundtracks, which is ironic given its anti-commercial lyrics such as "They sold me a dream of Christmas." The promotional film for the single was a curious affair, shot partly in the caves where the Dead Sea Scrolls were discovered. Greg Lake re-recorded the song several times with his Emerson, Lake and Palmer colleagues and with orchestras, but the original, with its resonant acoustic guitar, remains the best. Cover versions range from the excruciating to the bombastic. The 2009 X Factor winner Joe McElderry's version has a jaunty beat that's wildly inappropriate.
They sold me a dream of Christmas. They sold me a silent night. They told me a fairy story till I believed in the Israelite.
U2's Bono batters listeners into submission when he goes up an octave. The British band Embrace stripped the song back to piano and voice, and the result is touching. And Susan Boyle's version has a Caledonian lilt. Here's Susan Boyle.
I wish you a hopeful Christmas. I wish you Brave New Year. All anguish, pain and sadness, leave your heart, let your road be clear.
Also worth mentioning in Dispatches is a rendition, available on YouTube, featuring Greg Lake alongside fellow prog rock veteran Ian Anderson of Jethro Tull on flute. They were performing in St Bride's Church in London in 2006. And the recording is not of the highest quality. But with Anderson's delicate flute ornamentations and bolstered by the church organ, the song's spirit shines through.
For more downloads, go to ft.com/podcasts.
Here at Bellingcat, we get to the bottom of things. From a global crisis to an underreported event, we find the facts using publicly available tools and resources, uncovering what is hidden on and below the surface. We connect the dots using social media posts, satellite images, and public records, and empower others to do the same by sharing how we do it. The ability to do so is only made possible by our readers, supporters, and community members. Care to join us? Learn how at bellingcat.com.